This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So last week, Jack. Yeah, do it, Ike. Give it to him.
Talking about
the soothing sound.
How she can make it right.
It's music.
The best of Ike Reese. $17.99, double CD. Call 888 Ike Sings.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir. Man. You know,
Al Green to do that to you,
Jack. When Ike wasn't here, Fran did his best to try to play the main. He got the main songs right, but every once in a while he'd do one that he thought we did sometimes, and he played Bring the Boom. And Ike and I were both like, Fran, what are you doing? This one's over. This song is over. He had no idea.
Yeah, he thought he was actually doing something.
Yes,
coming back with that one.
Poor guy.
He just can't get it right.
No, he can't.
Now AJ and Big Justice, they're done.
Like, they're
It's over.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Man, it's sad, man. They came and they went, man.
I don't even see Rizzler anywhere.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's why you can't get on the... When these guys are... When you first start seeing them, and then you start seeing them everywhere, and you're like, why are they doing so much? You realize they really do have 15 minutes.
That's right.
They got to do it.
They got to capitalize.
I'm not hating on them. I hope they made all the money they could in that 6 month period that they were famous.
Them and Hawk Tua.
Well, she. You see what she did?
Yeah.
Then she's crying.
I started a Bitcoin thing.
Yeah. And well, a meme. Okay, not Bitcoin, but a crypto. Like it's called a meme coin.
Yeah,
is what she had.
This is good.
And
for
she,
our listeners.
Well, I'm just explaining. And what happened was she just put her name on it. I think they paid her $100,000. They and then this
endorsed it.
Yes, and this other company did it was called a rug pull. Is what they make all the value go up and then they sell all of it and then the value crashes and they make a bunch of money. And poor Hawk Tua is like she doesn't know, right?
Of course she doesn't.
Middle of nowhere, everybody hates her. She went from everybody loving her, harmless, you know, Hawk Tua girl.
Well, harmless.
Well,
that was harmless.
She was harmless.
Bryce made her popular.
Yeah, he did.
I remember that.
Well, Bryce was riding the wave.
He is a TikTok star himself.
Yes, right.
So he just appreciates the game.
When we talk to him next week, I think half the interview's got to be about his TikToks. He was making chocolate caramel bark or something yesterday. There's no way this guy cooks this much. He's like, oh, the kids love when I make bagels. Oh, really? Do they?
Sure they do.
I just got to find out how much he's really doing that.
Oh,
we've got
man.
A lot to address with Bryce.
Yes, a lot.
Did he appreciate the show last summer?
Yeah.
Did he feel like it was a little too harsh?
Yeah, we do have to ask him about that.
Why can't you just hit second?
Yes. Well, that's coming up. Trust me. Poor Jack. Just looking in there.
Might just start. Yeah. Just hit second.
Just do it. All right. It's only one inning, really. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to acquire a defensive star this offseason? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
My man.
They do. You hear that sell I did?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. But, you know, it's still because we love our stars around here. So we love acquiring stars.
Yeah.
But I think the price seems a little steep for most fans. So I'll go, let's go 63% say no.
You nailed it.
Nailed it?
63.9%.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Is that the first time I hit the actual number?
You've hit it before. Normally you're in the general area, yeah. But you nailed it on
wow.
that one.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing how it should make you feel different. Winning the Super Bowl should make you feel mm-hmm. different. But we to go from Howie season, star hunting, get us that guy to now we'll just keep our guys.
Yep.
What is that even? And while everyone is mentioning that Josh Sweat's probably going to go somewhere else, Milton Williams probably going to go somewhere else, who's playing those positions? Who is playing those positions? Like, they could get somebody. Get me somebody better than those guys. Let's be better than we were last year.
So here's what I believe fans are sort of buying into or selling to themselves, anticipating. They believe Nolan Smith can step up and be one of the ends.
One of them.
Right. So you got
But that's
got
only that. One.
No, I agree. No, I agree yeah, with you. Yeah. Yes. No, you're absolutely right. It's only one.
And we had three really last year that yes. were effective.
And
right?
you usually need four.
I guess
that we got by without really getting anything out of Bryce Huff is more of a surprise.
I guess through the year we had four, right? We had BG, we had Jalix Hunt, and we had Nolan Smith,
Jalix, yeah.
and we had Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat.
That's who we had.
Yeah. And Jalix Hunt, I don't believe, is ready to be an every down player.
No, I don't
think he's ready to be that yet.
And remember, again, that was the I'm not saying it was a weak spot, but it was probably the most questionable
spot
on the defense.
No, I agree. Yes. Yeah. I mean, not to probably the second half to last third of the season did
they
everybody
came
start showing up.
Yep.
Because
yep.
remember, BG was the best defensive end for about the first eight games of the season.
He really was.
Yeah.
We were talking about him playing 15 snaps, and he was playing half the snaps,
yes.
which is what Milton Williams is going to go out and get paid, you know, $15-$20 million a year is going to get paid. All right. BG's somewhere like, ooh, how much did you say for 50% of the snaps? All right. 215-592-9494. I say the Eagles need to go get a star this offseason. Every Super Bowl we've been to since 2000, the offseason before, we got a star. We need a star this time. 215-592-9494. Steve in Trenton, you're on WIP.
Spike, Ike, and Fritz, how you guys doing?
What's up, Steve?
What up, Steve?
I'm just calling it because, yeah, I think what really sets Howie Roseman apart from the other GMs in this city, I mean, the guy really understands value, and I just don't think Myles Garrett is going to give you the value of that contract. You look at edge rushers over the age of 30, the productivity just isn't there. And would you guys give him, would you give him the biggest expensive contract ever? Because I feel like that might be what he's asking for.
Well, you have to give him a big number.
Well,
I don't know if it's the biggest
to be
ever.
A big number, yeah. yeah.
If you're paying this guy in the whatever that number
is. It's going to be 30 plus million. It's going to be 30, 35 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels.
Per year, that is.
He won't be worth half that in 3 years, 4 years. I mean,
you're talking about 3 years, 4 years,
that's
dude.
A long time.
Yeah, yeah. We got to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. If we don't win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, what's that? Yes, and you don't you want it? The point every year is to win the Super Bowl, and they're set up at this point. This is the moment. This is the moment. Everyone looks at these young players that are 24, 25 and go, oh, we have 7 years. That's not how it works. It just isn't. Someone becomes a free agent, doesn't want to stay. Somebody pays them too much. Somebody else gets hurt. They're all here now. Jalen Carter is good now. Quinion Mitchell is good now. Cooper DeJean is good now. Zach Bond is good now. All these guys are good now. Let's add a great player to them.
I see your point, Spike, and I do think it would increase our Super Bowl chances for next year. I think the way this team is built to be successfully, the reason we've been successful the majority of the last 20 years is because we understand value of the players. We're not overpaying a guy to win right now and setting us back for years in the future. I see your point for sure, but I just don't think he's going to be that productive, except for maybe the next year and a half. He's going to be really good, but I wouldn't pay him the highest defensive player in football and giving up first-round draft picks, which you can move for future years to come back. I just really don't think the assets would ever be worth it. Maybe if we a team like the Commanders, now they need something to push them over the top. I don't think we need that, which is why I would not overpay for this.
I don't know. Thank you for the call, Steve. I get it. All I keep hearing is how good the Eagles are at making cap stuff work.
Right.
And now everyone's like, well, how are we going to make it with the cap? And how good is he going to be in 4 years? 4 years?
Yeah, I'm not looking that far down the road. Yeah, I'm not looking that far down the road.
Well, I don't
four
know.
Years ago, I wouldn't have imagined we had Saquon Barkley. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
I can't even look that far down the road. Things absolutely do change. But here's where I'll say, where it gives me a little cause to pause with Miles Garrett and even a Max Crosby when you have to trade for these guys, right? Because not only – if it was free agency, that's one thing. Because not all you're doing is giving up money. Howie knows how to work the money angle of things if that's what he needs to do. But when you're talking about giving up draft capital and the money, what that's going to do is eventually you're not going to be able to re-sign someone else. I don't think Jalen Carter's in danger of going anywhere, so it wouldn't be an issue for him, but it could be an issue for, I don't know, one of your corners down the road. Could it be an issue with having either AJ or Devontae here? Because Jalen Hurts, think about this. Jalen Hurts is under contract right now. These contracts keep going up. Jalen Hurts is going back to the table in a year or two.
Yeah,
he's going back to the table in a year or two to get another deal.
Well, the other question that I have is that that's a separate question, but how they're allocating the money. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see Devontae go anywhere. I don't.
But if you got a $40 million in, a $35 million in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that money better spent? You look through the history of the NFL. There's a lot of them that don't win a Super Bowl with one wide receiver getting paid that much money, much less two wide receivers getting paid that much money. And I know we all love everybody now. I'm not saying get rid of Devontae. I'm just saying as you look forward, is it if you're not going to be throwing the ball, 35 times a game, 40 times a game like Joe Burrow is, do we really need two giant game-changer wide receivers will be a question they're going to have to ask themselves. I understand why they did it this year. I understand why it is now. You can't. You have to pay your own. You drafted a great player. You have to keep that pet player. It's more about the next contract and the end of this contract than it is about right now at this second.
Yeah, I. You know what? Who else? I mean, Reed Blankenship. Right? These aren't guys that you got to absolutely keep. I'm just saying that you start chipping away at the defense. Right?
Yep.
You start chipping away at these guys because you can't keep everybody. If you're going to pay that much money, the reason they've been able to do what they've done on offense is because they pretty much don't pay anybody on defense.
Yeah, they had the fourth lowest cap number against defense this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so that's why they've been able to do that.
But don't you think that's a little lucky?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a little lucky.
Fortunate. Sure it is. I'm just saying when you add that other salary there, now you're going to have to decide who am I keeping. And don't forget, you've given up draft capital, first-round picks.
Yep.
So it's hard to find that guy in the first round of that level. Now, yeah, they can find somebody in the second round, third round maybe. But that's sort of where you get guys that usually turn out to be specialists. Meaning they specialize in one thing or other versus being a overall complete player.
Would you rather have Zach Bond here or Miles Garrett? Because I'd rather have Miles Garrett. I love Zach Bond.
Yeah,
I'd rather just go
one for one. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd rather have Miles Garrett. Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather have Miles Garrett. And Zach Bond's he's not 32, but he's also not, 23 or something.
Well, and here's the thing, and I believe we're going to keep Zach Bond, and we should keep Zach Bond, but even as a former linebacker myself, especially playing the role that Zach Bond played prior to getting here. I played that same role.
Right.
You don't know if he's going to go back to that player.
Moving forward. That's why I said lightning in a bottle. I'm not saying it will, but who knows if Zach Bond has a year like this again.
Yes, I would venture to say he's not going to have a year like this again. 215-592-9494. Oh, he does, but I'm just talking about defensive player of the year candidate. Like, he was a legitimate defensive player of the year, not just a Pro Bowl player, like all-pro defensive player of the year.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. I say we need Howie season. The Eagles have to go get a star on defense this offseason. Ike says not necessarily. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
What up, Ken?
I can't believe it's only February 26th out here today, man. What a glorious day.
It is a glorious day out there,
man. Oh, it's beautiful. Nice. Now, you know what this means. It's setting us up, man. This is the okie-doke. This is the in 2 weeks.
Cold front coming in somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to get 16 inches of snow in 2 weeks. I guarantee you.
Well, that'd be awesome.
But here's how you have to think about it. Yeah, this is the beginning of having a lot more days like this than we had, like, winter.
And that's the truth, and you can see already it's lighter in the morning when you get up early, and it's lighter at night. And when you start seeing those days lengthening up, that's why I like it when it's longer. You like that? I did that for Jack. Yeah. Yes.
It's called a big dose of D.
I did that for Jack.
Yep.
So, Spike, you and I agreed yesterday, so I don't want to set any precedent, so I'm calling today to tell you that, you're incorrect.
Oh.
Ike is right.
We had a good run, Ken.
Yeah, we had a good run, 24 hours.
Yep.
Give or take.
Yep.
So, when you talk about the window, they have the youngest defense in the NFL right now, and it was the number one ranked defense in the league, which everybody knows. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be that every year. But the point is, with the contracts that they have on offense, the window is however long the youngest defense in the NFL is on that rookie contract. How long those guys are on those rookie contracts. So Jalen Carter is going to be eligible for an extension next year. So obviously the year after that, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. So, you know, when you start to throw in $35 million a year, that blows up that window of those guys on the rookie contract. I don't care necessarily. Like, I don't say I don't care. But I'm not worried about him going to the Commanders, because that's why you pay Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata.
He's got 2 years, though, left, Ken. I mean, Lane's got 2 years left.
We're talking about winning the Super Bowl tomorrow.
So get Myles Garrett.
But you can't say, well, Lane Johnson only has 2 years left being the best tackle in football, so let's go get Myles Garrett. And then in the next breath say, but we're talking about not right now, not 3 years from now, when Lane Johnson, according to your math, is going to be done.
Well,
it's either one or the other.
But let me ask you this, Ken. Part of it is, I agree with you, they got all this production out of guys on rookie contracts. What do you think the odds are they can get the same production out of a rookie contract that they got in Milton Williams? What do you think the odds are they can get the same kind of production out of the next end they send, or Jalix Hunt, as they got out of $9 million a year with Josh Sweat? Like, these guys aren't going to be here who had a bunch of production. And what I'm saying is that you have a much better chance. We've had a good run of draft picks. We have. But you have a much better chance of getting that production from a player that you know is going to produce when you know you need to win, as opposed to, you know, thinking that you're going to be great at the draft from now until forever.
Like, I reject the notion that by blowing up, like, I don't think the Eagles are not in a position to win the Super Bowl again next year right now. Like, they are the best team in the NFL right now. There's going to be obviously changes during free agency. They're going to lose some guys. But, you know, I mean, we're all worried about Milton Williams. Milton Williams had a nice Super Bowl, and Milton Williams was productive for a third-round pick, and he's going to go get paid, and he deserves it. But Milton Williams played about 17 snaps a game. Okay, so these guys are not foundational players. The foundational players on the youngest defense in the NFL are on these rookie contracts. The window is now and 4 years, as opposed to you blow up that window because you sign a guy for $35 million a year. And, oh, by the way, give up draft capital that Howie has proven to be a master to move around within the draft, because that's how he uses draft capital the best. Not just drafting players, but moving around within the draft. If they don't have additional picks last year in the draft, they don't have the picks to move up and get Cooper DeJean when he's still sitting there where he is in the second round when they figured he was going to be gone. So that the value of those draft assets in Howie's hands is less about the player he's going to pick than how he uses that capital to move around in the draft to get other players they want to move up and move down. So as soon as you start throwing those away to sign one guy, to bring in one guy, and then you've got to blow up your window with the guys on the rookie contracts, because you're going to pay him $35 million a year. You've now taken a Super Bowl window that is now and probably 3 or 4 years. I'm not talking 7 or 8. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. But you've now taken a Super Bowl window that is now and probably 3 or 4 more years, and you've shortened it to now and 2 years. And if now is still in that window the way it is now, why would you do that? I'd rather win 4 Super Bowls in the next 6 years than 2 Super Bowls in the next 6 years because one of them is next year.
Well,
I want to have 4 more parades.
We'll know in six. Thank you for the call, Ken. We'll know in 6 years if we won 4 of them. All right, 215-592-9494.
I don't expect to win 4 Super Bowls.
Do the Eagles need to get a big star this offseason on defense? I say yes, it should be Howie season. Now, speaking of big stars, the 76ers, Ike, and I don't think you've heard this yet. I haven't heard it. I just know it happened.
Breaking news.
This is enormous news. So one of the stars the Sixers had, who did we acquire last offseason? Big star.
Paul George.
Paul George has made a very big announcement about his future career.
Here he is.
Here is the announcement.
Fellas, it's no secret. This season is up to this point, man. It hasn't been what we envisioned. I know my goal when I first signed with Philadelphia was to bring a championship to these amazing fans here. I still remain positive about that, and that is still the case and where I'm coming from. With that being said, though, I want to let the Podcast P family know that after today's episode with Dwight, I plan to take a break from the pod just to focus on getting my body right, getting mentally right, and, you know, help this squad make a push towards our goal to finish the season out, give ourselves a chance to be in contentions to compete for a championship.
Well, Podcast P is retiring for the moment. He's taking a leave of absence, Ike.
Isn't this nice and considerate of him?
Yes.
Right on time. They're only 20 and 37.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad he waited till now. And now he's not going to podcast. He's going to concentrate on his health. I don't.
Why wasn't he doing that already?
Bro, well, it's a pinky.
Yeah. But does it mean that you weren't? Now, if that means that previously the podcast was preventing you from focusing on your health and winning. You see what this means? Is that what it means is if he thinks he needs to stop the podcast, and I didn't have a problem with him doing the podcast, whatever. He's got enough free time to do a podcast in a week, whatever. But if he didn't have enough free time to focus on his game and his body from doing the podcast, what were you doing?
Yeah, seriously, bro. And to announce this?
It's worse to stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like worse to stop it.
How about just stop it without the announcement?
Yes. Tell your 2 co-hosts we're not going to do the pod.
Yeah. Let them know it, because the majority of us don't follow the podcast or what have you. All we care about is the damn Sixers. So you've actually drawn attention to this.
How many people, if the Podcast P didn't come out for the next 2 weeks, are going to be looking at their phone being like, yo, where's Podcast P?
Where's that episode at?
This poor guy, I backed this guy.
Uh-oh.
It's just like, stop being such a loser. This is insane to me.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Well, because it simply says, if you do not have time to do both, then you haven't had time to do both for the last 4 months while the season was falling apart.
Right.
If you have to, I think you could do both. I think you have enough time to play basketball and do a podcast. I would back you on doing them. But if you're saying you didn't, not do the podcast now. The season's over. I'd rather you podcast. In fact,
the last thing we want you to do is concentrate on winning games now.
Yeah, bad timing.
Yeah. How about this? To focus on your health, podcast more, and don't play any more games.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a 4-hour radio show and still do a podcast.
I talk my ass off.
Yeah. This is well, this is when they say athletes are out of touch.
Right? Yes.
Like this is what this is an example of it.
Yes.
Because he clearly is not reading the room of this city right now as it pertains to him. This isn't a positive.
Do you know
podcast
why? Do you know why? Here's what happened. Here's why he doesn't get it. And I think I think I figured it out. Us just talking about it. Normally, when the team is this bad and he has performed this bad, people at games would be crushing him. But what happened was, because of the Eagles' Super Bowl run, by the time they would be ready to crush him, they're just checked out. So,
right.
So the people going to games now is a family that they couldn't normally afford it.
Yep.
You know, oh my God, there's tickets for $7.
Right.
Let's go to a game.
Yep.
They're just there for a night out.
It's not even entertainment.
And
yep.
So he's not getting us. Like, I think... Here's what we need to do. What people are, I can't believe I'm suggesting this. While people are not going to the games because they're bad, I think the diehards all need to pick one game and all go to it and let them know how we feel. Just pick one game. We just got to pick one game on the schedule and let it, that this is not okay. Because he's not playing in front of fans who don't think it's okay.
Right.
They get like half-assed boos as they go into a timeout.
You're not getting the real Philly jeering.
No.
You're not getting what other stars in this town
Covington
have gotten. Yeah.
Or Embiid or any of the, or Ben or any of these guys that when they were supposed to be good and not being good, that they would get crushed.
Tobias
Harris.
Yeah.
You know, Paul George's not getting any of this.
Nope.
I'm not podcasting so I can focus on my health. You lunatic.
Yeah, I can't believe he announced that. I mean, seriously, dude, you could have just not did the podcast and kept it moving. The very fact that you're saying, you know, and everything you touched on is absolutely right. Like, what you're basically implying is that you could have been focusing more on your health.
But you were focusing on the podcast.
But you were focusing on the podcast. Like, that's what you're implying right now.
And again, to be clear, I have no problem with you doing a podcast. It's you admitting that you don't have time to do both, but you've been doing both. As we have the worst Sixer season in the last... the only season that has been... that could even come close to this season is the Eddie Jordan year.
Yeah. My God. Remember that year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Eddie Jordan year.
That was... And there's one guy in that building that remembers that year, and that's Elton Brand.
Elton Brand,
because he's the one who had to come off the bench because that was Eddie Jordan's big idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, but remember what Daryl said, though.
We're just focused on championship.
Squint.
And I know you have to squint a little, but we feel like this group can still
do
that.
My readers on to see it.
Yeah, Ike's squinting with the readers. Still can't see. Oh, my God.
And Bryce just got hit in the arm. This is a disaster.
Yeah.
Would you shut up in there?
Well, if he'd only been hit in second, he wouldn't have been hit in the arm.
You're actually right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494.
He's fine, I think. He's leaving the game.
Well, thank goodness. If you have any thoughts on podcast people, take them. Also, do the Eagles need to make a big swing and get a big star this offseason? I say they do. Bring Howie season back. Let's not make pretend we can have great drafts every single year.
Yeah, that's what Howie season is now, man.
Right.
Set the bar now for the draft.
Right, right. Elliot Shore Parks is down there at the NFL Draft Combine. We will check in, see what the scuttlebutt is on Myles Garrett, as well as the tush push, which is the biggest story in the NFL right now. Just the tush push in general.
Yes.
So we'll see if there is any update there. Elliot joins us next. Your calls as well. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.